Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Firstly, Andrew, I just want to start in that performance against Scotland. With all that went on during it, was it one of the best wins you've been involved in an Irish shirt?
Yeah, it's definitely up there. Like, it's Murrayfield's obviously a very tough place to go, and given the kind of what had gone on in the game, especially in the first half with the amount of injuries we had and lads kind of going down, and kind of we had to really dig in for the full 80. And it's one of those kind of games you'll always remember, I think, with the kind of with everything that happened in it, and obviously the atmosphere as well and the travelling support and everything. So like, it'll let be one of those games that sticks out in my memory now.
And of course it all leads into this week. You probably dream as a kid here, are these the days that you be a professional rugby player for?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's I remember when Ireland won the Grand Slam, I think it was 2009, and I remember watching that down in my cousin's house. So I can't remember what I was doing. I just remember eating a bag of chips or something. But like, I remember exactly like the feelings of when I was a kid, like just watching something as big as that and Ronan O'Gara dropping the drop goal over. And it's one of those things you always think about when you're a kid. It's like, oh, like that's what I want to aspire to be. Like, I want to be on the pitch lifting that trophy someday. And now it's come about to, obviously in 2018, and then hopefully this Saturday. Yeah, so it's an ideal scenario that, like, kind of I would have always dreamed about when I was a kid.
Yeah, you said there, eating a bag of chips in 2009. Everyone says they always dream of it. Did you actually believe that would be you one day, if not once, maybe twice?
I was lucky. Yeah, like, I'm obviously hugely lucky to be able to say I won already won one Grand Slam, but to be in with a chance to win a second and win, like, I think Ireland have only done it 3 times now in the whole history of the competition. So it's a huge privilege to be in this position and to be able to go out and have a shot at getting a 4th.
A privilege, as you say, but how much is the focus just on another match, even though all we're chatting about is the Grand Slam?
Yeah, like that's what it has been throughout the whole week since like after Scotland, we did our reviews and everything for after that. But like, we're taking this week just as another game, as just kind of keep building momentum in what's such a big year, and with the World Cup obviously further ahead. But yeah, like it is obviously a huge game. Like, it's we're looking at it as like a cup final. So but like, it is just kind of any other game. We're not going to let the occasion get to us. We're just going to play the game and not the occasion.
You've obviously come a long way since your debut in 2017. Over 50 caps to your name. How comfortable do you feel in this Irish shirt now?
Yeah, like, it's definitely, like, I've definitely kind of changed a small bit of my mentality. I've definitely kind of, I think I'm more confident as a player now than when I started out. So yeah, like, it's all about those experiences in kind of on those big days that kind of prepare you mentally for big days like the one coming on Saturday.
Loose head at school, growing up, then tight head, then back to loose head. How close are you to mastering this position?
Yeah, well, if you want to talk about mastery in different positions, talk to Keane Healy. Like, he's he played all 3 of them now, loose head, hooker and tight head. So yeah, look, it's just one of those things you're just constantly like trying to get better at. Like, it's a constant kind of learning challenge, like in this specific position in the front row. So yeah, like I'm loving every second of playing it. I'm really glad I made the decision to go back to playing loose head, and it's given me so many opportunities now, and just being able to kind of give my best out in the field in the position.
I've read stuff in the past that you've talked about difficult days, maybe in 2020 against the likes of Ellis Genge. difficult at the time. You're going for long drives, having thinks about those difficult times. But have they sort of, I suppose, that experience, has that helped you going forward?
Yeah, I think like all your negative experiences you kind of you have playing this game, you have to take them as learning experiences. Like, you can't just, like, otherwise it's pointless to have them happen. Like, it's, you really need to take your learnings from each experience, whether it's a negative experience or a positive one. So yeah, like, obviously you're not every day on the pitch is going to be your day. So yeah, there's been plenty of days in the past where, like, it's definitely hanging over you, like, for a couple of days or even weeks after. So yeah, but I think it's just about turning those negative experiences into learning experience and being able to get a desired outcome out of it.
And this camp, obviously very different to the one 5 years ago or so under Joe Smith. You know, you talked about counting the bumps on the way into Carlton House and now you're buzzing to be in camp. Is that you as a person as well, or has that all been stemmed from Andy Farrell and how much to be yourself in this squad?
Yeah, I think it's probably a bit of both. Like, I think obviously I'm more confident in myself and in as a player now, and more confident. Obviously, kind of when you're starting out, you can be kind of unsure about yourself. I definitely know I was, but as well as that, yeah, like the coaches, like Faz and Foggs, Paulie, Caddy, like they're incredible coaches, and they've obviously all been in this position. They've all been players themselves, so they understand exactly what kind of the pressure and the stress that each player is under, like to perform week in, week out. And obviously the external pressure of media, and obviously there's lads with families and stuff that are, and it's obviously a tough time being in camp away from your family so long. But I think they all understand that, and they make camp a real pleasant and real exciting place to be in. And I think, like, it's definitely one of the most enjoyable times of my career playing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's great to hear. And if we look at your role in the team, you know, just before half time in Scotland, you're making cover tackles. And then I see you legging it in to be the first one in the changing room. You seem to be absolutely loving it out there.
Yeah, I just needed to go to the Jacks. That's why we went to Duran in so quick. But no, like, yeah, like I'm really enjoying playing, and just the style of rugby that we're playing, and the talent that's throughout this team is just, it's incredible. And even the guys off the pitch as well as on it, like they're just incredible lads to be around. And it's an incredible team, and it's incredibly enjoyable to be a part of.
Last couple for me, if we look at England, obviously in a struggling place at the moment, to say the obvious, that defeat against France, their worst at home, but a difficult proposition, and they're going to come to spoil the party, aren't they?
Yeah, like there's never an easy game against England. Like you always have to be prepared and on it for full 80. Like, yes, we're not going to be looking too much into last weekend's game with them against France. Like, we know what they're capable of, we know how talented their players are, and we know exactly what their strengths are. But yeah, like it's one of those things. Like, you can't kind of read too much into their game last week, because if you do, you can get complacent in a way. But we know exactly what kind of team they are. Like, they're physical, they're powerful. Like, they've got incredibly skillful backs and forwards as well. So it's one of those games that, like I said, you have to treat it like any other game even though the magnitude of the game. So it's we have to be on our A game for it.
Too right. And what drives you every day? Is it trophies or getting better as a person and a player?
Obviously it is trophies to an extent. When you have that taste of success, it's that feeling of winning is such a hard feeling to replace with anything else. Like, it's you want to chase that feeling down every season. And I think it's also the fact, like, in training, when it comes down to it, it's turning up every day, just making yourself a better player than you were yesterday. That's what it is for me anyway. But definitely success and winning is hugely important in this game.
You won a Grand Slam before Twickenham, coming off the bench. But how would this one differ for you on Saturday evening?
Yeah, like, I think back then, obviously, I was relatively new to the squad, and now I'm obviously a bit more established in the team. So I definitely feel like I contributed more. Hopefully, anyway. But yeah, like, it would obviously mean the world to me to go out in the Aviva and to be able to win a Grand Slam at home. It's obviously one of those feelings that you dream about kind of when you're younger and surrounded by all your family and all your friends watching and at home. It's a pretty incredible feeling when like thinking about it, but obviously it's game first and then put in a performance as well.
Last, I can tell by the smile there, you don't want to talk about it, but you are. But in front of family and friends, how emotional would you be?
Yeah, like, it's tough not to get too emotional with games like this, and when you're playing, kind of when you know all your family's there, you know all your family's watching. But it is one of those. It's kind of the most special feeling for me, knowing that all my family are there watching, because that's who, at the end of the day, that's who I'm doing it for. I'm doing it for my dad, my two sisters, my fiance, and the rest of my extended family, and all my friends who helped me get to where I am today. So I just want to be able to make them proud, and it's tough not to get too emotional, but you need to kind of, you know, I need to contain it for the 80 minutes. Keep a cool head.
Andrew, thanks so much for your time. All the best, Saturday.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.